The title of The Bookman's Tale is meant, I think, to remind one of Chaucer, The Knight's Tale, The Pardoner's Tale, etc. It sets an appropriately antiquarian mood, and much of this novel deals with the rare and antique. The protagonist, Peter Byerley, is a bright, shy young fellow. We first meet him in Hay-on-Wye, Wales, perhaps the most famous town for used bookstores in all the world. Peter is a bookman, not exactly a book collector or critic. He is devoted to the objects themselves as works of art and historical importance, and his passion is to find and buy rare books, preferably culturally significant ones, and then to sell them to collectors specializing in fields such as Renaissance drama or Victorian memoir. In February 1995, Peter opens a volume on book forgery published in the mid-19th century, and out tumbles a small, 4 inches by 4 inches, exquisite 100-year-old watercolor of the face of his wife, Amanda, from whose death 9 months ago Peter is still very slowly recovering. How can this be? The watercolor is signed B.B. Who is that? The mystery must be solved. Peter will investigate. Is this a coincidence or a cruel joke? The reader then accompanies Peter on his search for the answer, and this search has many of the elements of a Dan Brown, Da Vinci Code-type novel. But first, there is the love story. Peter, from a small, poor, dysfunctional North Carolina family, drunk father and vulgar mother, is a sophomore on scholarship at prestigious Ridgefield University, I thought of Duke, in North Carolina, a work-study student in the library. There he sees and falls in love with Amanda, whom he notices for her slimness, poise, excellent posture, and eventually her beauty. Each day Amanda reads from 2 to 6 p.m., and Peter steals glances. She notices, of course, and they begin an innocent relationship during which he is slower even than the reader to realize that the Amanda Devereux Rare Book Room is named after her grandmother and that she is one of the Ridgefields and worth $20 million. Unlike the conflict in The Love Story by Eric Segal, her rich family likes Peter and becomes his family as well. This may seem sentimental, but I did not find it so. Their chaste, playful, slowly maturing courtship was pleasing in the extreme. But there's more. This story takes place in 4 different centuries. In London, in 1592, Bartholomew Harbottle loans a book, Pandosto, by Robert Greene, to the playwright William Shakespeare. We think it comes back to Harbottle with marginalia by Shakespeare, who has used it as a source for A Winter's Tale. While searching for the identity of the artist, B.B., Peter comes into possession of this book and becomes enmeshed in the late 20th century chapter of a mid-Victorian blood feud between the residents of Evenlode House and neighboring Evenlode Manor in Cornwall. His involvement nearly gets him killed, but as he traces the provenance of Pandosto, the plot thickens nicely with chases and escapes, murders and attempted murders, robberies, forgeries and fake forgeries, crypts and secret tunnels, and the possibility that Peter may have discovered the holy grail of all serious bookmen, proof that Shakespeare did or did not write the plays of Shakespeare. He also meets and shares adventures with the lovely Liz Sutcliffe, an expert on 19th century watercolors.